This is October 15, 2023. We're continuing class on Tasting Bhakti Rasa Manjri Bhava Sadhana. We're reading from a book by Kunjabi Haridas Babaji Maharaj called Manjri Srup Nirupan. And he's come to the, after 92 pages, he actually starts to explain how does that work, how do we actually experience rasa, because generally the experience of rasa doesn't come until one advances to the level of Baba Bhakti. Then if one is in Baba Bhakti, one practices a sadhana practice called Sadharanikaran by identifying and equalizing his or her heart with the heart of the Nitya Brijvasis. Then he can, by their equalization, by their kripa, that rasa of their heart will manifest in the heart of the sadhaka at the level of bhava. But Kunjari Hari and his disciple Natas Babaji Maharaj explain that there's a process called Sadharanikaran, which works on a principle that the rasa itself has an intrinsic power. The Madhurya Rasa, for example, the loving erotic love of Krishna for the gopis, has its intrinsic power to transfer itself to someone who identifies with it, equalizes his or her emotions, or identifies his or her emotions with the emotions of Rupa Manjri or Tulsi Manjri, or Lita Vishaka, Radharani herself, etc. So that's what he's describing. After describing so many the elements of rasa and different definitions of sthayi bhava and vibhava and anubhava and sanchari bhava and sattvic bhava, now he describes how to experience the combination of all these five factors, which produces an amazing, astonishing sense of joy and bliss in the heart called rasa. So he explained, just to review, I just want to review these points we discussed last week, but some points I highlighted I want to review again. He gives a definition of rasa as an experience by a sensitive sadhaka, by identifying with the characters in a drama or a spiritual book. So like, for example, you read Govinda Lila Marita, and you identify with the emotions and feelings of Tulsi Manjri. That's how you can experience this by he goes on to explain more. He says, Krishna Prem is eternally perfect. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. The verse is there in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and also Bengali version in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That Krishna Prem is eternally perfect. Nitya Siddha. And exists in the Nitya Siddha Parishads of Krishna in the spiritual world, who remain perpetually by Krishna's side in Goloka Vrindavan. The love of these ideal devotees is passionate devotion called Ragatmika Bhakti. And one who follows in their footsteps is called Raghunuga Bhakti. The love of these ideal devotees for Krishna is passionate. Those who identify with these devotees as a role model are influenced by their bhava. So they imitate and follow them in the body, word, and mind. They're called Raghunuga Bhaktas. It's something like the experience of seeing a movie. If you see a movie, you see a movie because that's more, because we don't watch too many dramas or live dramas or things like that. But if you go to a movie and see a movie, then generally some of the men or women will identify with the lead character or the characters in the movie. Well, this is me. And the more you identify with that character and their actions in the movie, their speech, their walking, their talking, their actions, and different anecdotes and exchanges that are moving through the movie, as you follow and identify yourself with this character, you can feel the emotions of the character. When your lead character cries, you cry, depending on the degree of your emotional attachment to it. Some people go to a movie and fall asleep. Because I say, see, nice chair, and they're tired. Well, it's an interesting movie, but... So I have to have some enough interest to be awake. And in other words, it's an age-old saying, the more you get into something, the more you get out of it. The more you absorb your body, mind, and whereas if you're into it with your body, without your mind, you don't get the full pleasure of sensation. So this is what the rag marg is all about. We have to be compassionate. Passion means fully absorbing ourselves in the name, form, qualities, feelings, expressions of the Nitya Siddha Parishads that we're following, like Tulsi Mandri, who is Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Mandri, Rupa Goswami. So he says that, he says the Visarika, who is aspiring for Ras in erotic mood of Shringar Rati, which means Madhura Rati, like Radha Krishna and the gopis, by strongly identifying with the Mandris, such as Rupa and Rati, how they feel for Radharani, that Sarika will also feel union when they're feeling, experience union with Krishna, and feel separation when they're feeling separation from Krishna. The practicing devotee, through the process of identification, or sadharanata, similarly experiences these aspects of Madhurya Ras upon hearing or reading divine literature, which deals with Radha Krishna's loving pastimes with Krishna, like Govinda Lilamrita, Bhavanamrita, Krishna Kakumudi, Bhavana Sarasangra, Sankalpa Kalpajum, Vilava Kusumandri, Radha Sunani. These are all books that describe and reveal the loving exchanges of Radha and Krishna. So this is what he's saying. There's a couple more points to review. Just a couple of sentences. The process of identifying one's emotions with the emotions of the Nitya Siddha Mandris is called generalization of emotions, or equalization is a better way to say it. Equalizing, identifying with equalizing. You are me, I am you. The experience of Ras is extremely difficult to understand because it's totally transcendental. Happily, the good news is that these emotions can manifest in the heart of a sadhaka by the process of sadharanata. And he cited the example in Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Vishnu Chakravarti's commentary, that someone was watching Ramayana, which we sold last week. He was watching Ramayana, and the audience was identifying with Dasarath. In one scene in Ramayana, Ram gets banished to the kingdom, gets banished to the forest, and has to leave the kingdom and give up his coronation as the king of Ayodhya. And Dasarath couldn't bear the pain of separation from Ram, so much so that he died on the spot. He physically, emotionally, everything, he died dead. And the guy in the audience was identifying emotionally and heartily and mentally and physically with Dasarath, and he also died. This shows commentary. So that's really absorption. In Christianity, they have this something, I forget what the phenomenon is called, but there's some people that identify with the crucifixion of Jesus and their hands start bleeding. You know, you ever read about this? There's certain saints in the Christian tradition.
Stigmata.
That's the term it's called? Yeah. It's called stigmata. Anyway, they identify so much with the cruci. Christ was nailed with his wrists and his ankles on a cross. And that was called crucifixion. So some Christian saints, women or men, they identify so much with that pain and suffering and submission and sacrifice of Jesus that they manifest the same sins as the blood flowing through their hands and wrists. So that's the type of sadharani, right? The type of sadharani. So it's It's an emotional experience which enters deeply into the body and mind and all the senses. But that's the material example. These are transcendental spiritual emotions which don't kill anyone. Except this Ram Bhakti got knocked off. But we never read any Krishna Bhaktas getting knocked off by doing Sadharani Rati. Sadharani Karan. It's called Sadharani Karan. Equalization. So this is another summary point. When it comes to tasting or relishing Madhurya Ras, erotic love, erotic Krishna experience, the various elements which compose that experience, the elements themselves, the elements means the sthai rati, the vibhava, the anubhava, the subject bhava, the elements means the persons, the places, the exchanges, the emotions, the words they use, all these are elements which make up the experience. These elements, the gestures that Radharani makes, the words that Radharani says, and the movements that she makes, and the exchanges she has with Krishna, they have, as I said earlier, they have an inherent power, they have an inherent Shakti, inconceivable power, Chitta Shakti, to manifest in the same way of both the Nitya Siddha Parishad and the present day sadhakas. This is what he says. He doesn't say where that's from, but this is the idea that was presented in Bhaktivinoda Sridhar Sindhu, which is commented with the example of the audience becoming identified with Dasara. So how it all happens is inconceivable. It's one of those inconceivable things. But this is a statement of great devotees who practices Raghunatha Bhakti and Manjari Basrupan meditation. So we have to have faith in them and believe what they say, because it's based on shastras like Uzo Nilamani and Bhaktivinoda Sindhu and Acharya comments by Vishnu. When a sensitive sadhaka of today hears the activities of the Nitya Parishads, one's sense of identity becomes so strong that the sadhaka loses the sense that the emotional experience is being felt by the ideal devotee are not his or her own. So in other words, you're identifying so much the Rupa Manjari's exchange with Radharani, and particularly that describing going to the Lila, you don't think, oh, I'm reading her experiences, her feelings of Radharani, her feelings, her experience are mine. It's the difference of the sense of I and you and me is blurred in the absorption by the phenomenal Achintya Shakti of the Rasa Sthiti, of the elements of the Ras. So when one experiences this, one is not able to say what is his feeling, what is his or her feelings, and what is belongs to Rupa. So basically what the process of identification becomes is merging of identity, not merging of bodies, or lose your individual identity as a particular manjari or a particular sadhaka, but you lose your emotions, your heart, your feelings, in the other person. And your role is called role model. The ideal is to become another Rupa Manjari, to another Tulsi Manjari, but you have your specific individual identity and sevas, etc., distinguishing characteristics. One continually meditates on the mood means the bhav, the gopi bhav, manjari bhav, of the ideal devotees. And when one loses oneself in it, that's perfection. Get lost in the character and bhav of Tulsi Manjari. So every sadhaka that follows Rag Marg should become a second Tulsi Manjari, a second Rupa Manjari, so to speak, not that we become them, but that's our ideal, that's what Rag Marg is all about. Anugata means following the footsteps which means following the Bhav, following the heart. One should constantly follow the great devotees like Rupa and Rati in his physical activities when he's in the sadhguru, by reading and internalizing their books and by meditating on the Leelas like they do in their siddhadeyas. Until one gets to the point where while meditating and reading about these Leelas, one forgets the entire world and also forgets one's own body. That's the goal. Forget the world. Now he gives an example. Here's an example of the Manjari's experience Radharani's separation from Krishna, or Vipralamba. It's called Viyog, means separation, Viyog or Vipralamba. And he cites a verse from Vishnu Chakravarti's Krishna Bhavanamrita, chapter 2, verse 69-70. It's Nishant Leela. Nishant Leela is 3:36 a.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning. Radha Shyam, her arms are entwined to each other. They're embracing each other. And they're on their way home. They're walking home together. They're still together. They haven't separated. Feeling the imminent sunrise and the approaching of Radharani's mother-in-law, Jatila, Shyam Sundar suddenly removes Radha's arm from his shoulder. And it seems that the joy of Radha Krishna's togetherness, union, has ended at the boundary of the forest and the field. As in the forest, they're protected by the trees and the shadows and darkness. But in the field, anyone can see them. Field means open area, field. Now the kingdom of anxiety begins. Has anyone ever been seen that kingdom? Kingdom of anxiety. Nice phrase. For all this time, Radharani had obtained the great treasure of Krishna's arm, with the help of her eagerness. Now, as soon as they arrived at the boundary of the forest and village of Braj, doubt, and fear forcibly removed the treasure that Radha possessed. In other words, Krishna took his arm off her shoulder, or from around her waist, whatever, doesn't say. They feel great pain, Radha and Krishna feel great pain on separation. They made all their sakis and friends go before them, burst into tears. So all the sakis and manjris were accompanying Radharani, walking behind Radharani while she's walking in front with Krishna. They were great happiness seeing them together, but now Radha and Krishna are separating and all the sakis and manjris are crying. So now he gets an analysis of the components that make Ras happen, make Ras manifest in the heart of devotees. So first he talks about the Sthayi Bhav, the permanent loving emotion between the devotee and Krishna. So the spirit here, the permanent spirit, is Tad Bhavichatmika, which means following the love of Radharani. Icha means desire to experience and identify with the Bhav in Radharani's heart, specifically. And from the viewpoint of a dasi, tat bhavachatmika is a type of sakhi mood of love towards Radharani, and the mood of love towards Krishna. And their expression of that is the dasi, manjris or kinkris or dasis. The immediate causal factors which make that sthayi bhav experienced are called vibhavs. Stimulating factors. One is the Prema Shri, the object of Radharani, and the Prem Vishai, Krishna. And the receptacles of love are Sakis and Manjaris. The Udipans, the stimulants, instigators, are the pained and tearful looks, the painful and tearful looks in Radha Krishna's eyes, as they're unable to walk on the same road together due to fear of sunrise and their superiors. And what follows these vibhav, vibhav Udipan and vibhav Alamban, is called anubhav. What kind of follows? What emotions are displayed as the Sakis and Manjaris feel this distress and separation of Radha and Krishna? They sigh, he says they sigh. They're sighing, the Sakis and Manjaris, breathing deeply and sighing. What are the ecstatic symptoms? Anubhavas are voluntary expressions of emotions of the heart, and sattvic bhavas are involuntary physical expressions of the heart's disturbance. So the sattvic bhavas, ecstatic symptoms, the manjaris and sakis are crying, and their faces become pale. And the transitory emotions that come and go, that move and excite the stairati and enhance the rasa, are called vyabhachari, which means moving, or sanchari. Or depression, exhaustion, worry, and feverishness. So all these different emotional expressions, voluntary and involuntary, in response to Radha Krishna's changing moods and leelas, are what combine together to create rasa in the heart of the devotee. So this is how one in Raghunatha Bhakti, practicing Manjari Bhava Sadhana, gradually rises to the level of Bhava. The Sakis and Manjaris being described in the Leela books are experiencing the Sadhaka Sakis and Manjaris experience rasa is indirect, because at the present moment the activity is described as going on in another dimension. The sadhakas are enthusiasts, sadhakas who are affected, who are absorbed in identifying, equalizing their heart with the mood of Manjaris, are able to experience this rasa directly through the inconceivable power of their love. So that means this is a level of bhava. We can actually directly experience the bhavas and all these rasas of the parishad. Through the power of the dominant mood, the stairati, the sadhaka seems to be able to see even the apricot lila of Krishna as though they were going on before him. This is the experience of having a sporty, having vision of Krishna's lila, even here on this earth planet during the time of bhajan, at the level of bhava. That's a high experience. Once the dominant mood has been awakened in the adept, not awakened exactly, that's a confusing implication. That's not correct. Once dominant mood has manifested and developed in a sadhaka, then one will attain constant realistic experience of rasa by hearing and chanting about Krishna's lilas. Now he explains, that's the perfection. Now he explains how to get there. Sadharana Karan means the process of sympathetic identification. Sympathetic means emotional identification. the sadhaka who has been touched, or emotionally affected by the Manjri's mood of love, at first lacks the conviction of his or her own identity with them. There is an uncertainty or lack of perseveration in one's identification. At one moment, the sadhaka thinks that he or she is a Manjri, and directly in the association of Radha Krishna's lilas. The next moment, the sadhaka sees oneself in external identity as a sadhaka who is reading about their lilas in Krishna Bhavanamrita, or listening to someone else reading them. So in other words, we're fluctuating. We're sometimes in our eternal identity and sometimes not. Mostly, on our level, mostly not in our eternal identity. Rarely in our eternal identity. So it's the word's not fluctuating. Momentary, that's not the right word I'm getting, but he's sometimes in it, sometimes not. But he says, Kunjari Das Prabhupada, the sadhaka who aspires to attain the Manjri Bhav or Gopi Bhav finds that one's own feelings are progressively nourished by this process of identification. So our feelings of identifying ourselves as an individual Manjri servant of Radharani are enhanced and progressed and increased and deepened the more and more we read the lilas of Krishna by identifying with our nitya identity as a Sakhi Manjri. They're nourished by the process of identification. So by practicing identifying, sympathetic identification, which is called sadharani karan, then our identification will become more and more absorbed in them. We'll start withdrawing from our external identity and eventually withdrawing completely and fully identifying with our eternal identity as Radharani's King Kridasi. As one practices identification process, one gradually progresses through the levels of ruchi, of sakti, until he reaches the long-desired result of his sadhana, which is bhava, which is a manifestation of Ishuddhasattva, or pure goodness. At that level of bhava, one attains the full satisfaction of the realization of the dominant mood of a Manjri, which means the Stairati, Bhavalasrati, which is a branch of Madhurirati. When a sadhaka has attained the Manjri's dominant mood through identification, one experiences a type of rapture, a type of rasa known as Vipralamba, which arises due to separation from Radha Krishna, and in the same way that Rupa and Rati Manjri do. Like when you read Rati Manjri, Das Goswami and Vilakusa Manjri, how he experiences doing seva to Radharani, and in union and sambhava vilas with Radharani, then loses that seva, loses that smriti, then he laments in separation and cries and rolls on the banks of Radhakund in great desperation and sadness. As one advances the level of bhava, his feelings become one with Tulsi Manjri's feelings. That's what he said. The sadhaka will experience the same quality of ecstatic pain. When a sadhaka attains, this is the goal, when a sadhaka attains oneness or full absorption in the spirit of the loving mood of Tulsi Manjri, whose ideal they are following, the sadhaka will experience exactly the same quality of ecstatic pain and separation the eternal Sakhis and Manjris do. Are you ready for that? Usually we want to avoid pain. This is love, nature, avoiding pain. Looking for pleasure, avoiding pain. So our goal is pain. Our goal is suffering. Crying on the banks, giving up all eating and drinking and crying for another spurti, for another darshana, another chance to serve. When we experience the same quality of ecstatic pain, not just pain, blissful suffering, suffering with a smile, ecstatic pain and separation from Radha Krishna that the Nitya Siddha Mantris and Sakis experience. When one is reading about the Leelas of Krishna and Radharani, the Gopis, if one is knowledgeable about Rasa Tattva and has the same desires as the Sakhi Mantris in the Leela, the various ingredients making up the Ras, Viva, Anubhava, Sadhubhava, Sadhubhava, etc., of the eternal associates become one with those of the sadhaka. For one who has already developed prema for Krishna, the artificial process of identification is not necessary. The ninth step development of prema, the stage which follows attachment or sakti, is called bhava, feeling. This bhava causes the various ingredients of rasa, the causes, concomitant factors, secondary emotions, ecstatic responses, etc., which means vibhava, anubhava, sabhibhavas, etc., are described, are presented before the mind as so real. So bhava is not, you're not identifying, you're there. You're not identifying with Tulsi, you're there, individual identity, side by side with Tulsi, also serving Radharani. You're holding the black dye, and Tulsi Manjari is painting Radharani's feet. And you're sitting right next to Tulsi Manjari, and she's holding Radharani's feet in her lap, and you're watching her paint, because Tulsi Manjari says, tomorrow you're going to do it. So watch closely. Yes. Yes, Saki. So you're all eyes watching very closely. So now, it says, the power of these leelas around Krishna, the feelings in these leelas are so powerful that it causes a particular pastime of Krishna to manifest before the mind of a devotee in such a way that one experiences it as if it's real. So the apricot leela becomes visible to the Bhava Bhakta and Prema Bhakta. Vishnu says, this only happens to the level of Bhava. When the feeling of truly becomes a dominant mood or sthayibhava. Okay, we'll continue there next week.